Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges, and my guest today, Grammy Award-winning veteran country music star Larry Gatlin. Larry will be performing an intimate solo concert on Saturday, June 10th, two shows, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at Theater at the Center at 1040 Ridge Road in Munster. And listen close, because during today's program, I'm going to open the phone lines and give you a chance to win a free pair of tickets to see Larry Gatlin at the Theater at the Center. So keep your phone nearby and listen for your chance to call in to win. And speaking of calling, Larry Gatlin will be calling in just a few minutes, and we'll be chatting about the big show as well as his career. And I'll be playing plenty of songs. In fact, why don't we start off with a song right now? It's a favorite of mine from the Gatlin catalog. This is Say Nashville. What do you say? Larry joins us on the other side.
Thought I was mad at Nashville, I was really just mad at me. I wore out my welcome in Nashville, my career wasn't all it hoped to be. So I moved on home to Texas, and I've loved every minute. But I got a little thing here called my heart, and it's got a lot of Nashville in it. If I come home to my home, away from home, will there be open arms for me? To rock my soul in the bosom of a Tennessee. Can I come home to good old Music City, USA? Hey, 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 hey. Can I come home to my home away from home? Say, Nashville, what do you say? Come back to the Opry, come back to Music Row, hang with some old buddies, write some tunes with some young guns I'm getting to know. Can I have a little touch of gravy down at Happy Town's Meeting 3? Lord, I pray that Nashville has not forgotten me. If I come home to my home, away from home, will there be any open arms for me? To rock my soul in the bosom of the Tennessee. Can I come home to good old Music City, USA? Hey, 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 hey. Can I come home to my home away from home? Say, Nashville, what do you say? Bosom of a Tennessee. Can I come home to good old Music City, USA? Hey, 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 hey. Can I come home to my home away from home? Say, Nashville, what do you say? What do you say? Can I come home? What do you say? What do you say?
Welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges. My guest this afternoon is Grammy Award-winning veteran country music star Larry Gatlin. He's performing June 10th at Theater at the Center in Munster, 1040 Ridge Road. Not just one, but two shows, 3 and 7:30 p.m. Larry, welcome.
Thank you. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, and you are keeping extremely busy. I was looking at your website, and your current tour keeps you out on the road throughout 2018.
Well, you know, nobody will pay me to stay home. And I tell people I'm just an old road dog. I love it. The old saying is that the man who loves his job's always on vacation. So I've been on vacation 61 years. Sometimes the vacation gets a little tiring, but, you know, my daddy was a hard worker. He's 90 years old. He didn't complain about his deal. I'm grateful to God that people will still come hear these little songs about doggies and horsies and stuff like that. So I am way ahead of the game and very blessed.
Now, on average, how many gigs do you think you do a year, ballpark?
Oh, I probably do 40 or 50 with the brothers. You know, we still love each other and sing harmony. We were at the Grand Ole Opry last night. Probably 40 to 50 with them and another 30 to 40 by myself. So it's about 100 days. I mean, what other job can you have that you work 2 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
So I love to sing music for people. I feel like that's what the good Lord put me here to do. And the great thing is, most of the time, I draw my money, and there are enough people there to cover the bills, and everybody make a little money, and we've made a ton of money. That's the good news. The bad news is we spent most of it, but that's just the way it is. And it never was really about that for me. Usually when people say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Right.
Yes, I'm a capitalist. I believe in free enterprise. That has become very popular here of late. What a concept, American entrepreneurialism. But I do it because I love to sing for them, and the money takes care of itself. So now we need to have some folks go buy some tickets because we got two shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. But I'm looking forward. I love the heartland of America, and I'm coming up there and sing for all those Hoosiers and all those other folks.
It'll certainly be an evening of nighttime magic. And speaking of singing and that title, let's do the song from 1978. This one went to number 2 on the American country charts. More with Larry Gatlin on the other side.
Nighttime magic. Crazy, but then your magic healed me. I was empty, but then your magic filled me. I was wandering, but then your magic found me. I was lonely, I was lonely. Then you wrapped your magic loving around me. You wrapped your magic loving around me.
From 1978, giving you a little nighttime magic, and that's exactly what's going to happen on June 10th at 3 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. There's two shows with Larry Gatlin, a solo intimate performance, and perhaps that'll be one of the songs. One of the things to note is that there is a special military discount, $15 off your ticket if you have served this great land of ours. And, well, Larry, you've done a lot for the troops over the years. You've gone to bases, you've performed for them, and coming off of Memorial Day recently, share a little bit on why the troops are so important to you.
Well, we celebrated Memorial Day Sunday at our house with my 90-year-old Marine daddy. He taught us respect for our military folks. I know it's kind of out of fashion with some people, but those people with whom the military is out of fashion, they have the right to be stupid, because a lot of good people went over and laid down their lives and their families. I was number 296 during the draft, during Vietnam. So I did not have to go to that jungle. I would have. Mm-hmm. I have people on that wall in Washington. I go, the first thing I do when I get to Washington is visit the wall, the Vietnam wall. Then I go do other things. So I have literally been all over the world, from Japan to Okinawa, to went jogging one day through a minefield in Bosnia. They had a little 8-foot wide board sidewalk that we could run on. I went jogging with a bunch of soldiers to Macedonia, to, you know, the desert. I've been to Kuwait on the border of Iraq. I've been Bosnia, all over those places. That is my way of serving. Now, there weren't people shooting at me, so I cannot in any way equate me holding a guitar with those people holding a rifle. Mm-hmm. So I honor them. That is our way of doing it. Anytime I'm called to go do that, if I can work it in, I change things around if I have to, because I honor those men and women. And a lot of times, they're youngsters. They're 20 years old. They just look like kids, you know, and they're out there fighting. And most of them don't know who Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin brothers even are. So I tell them to Google it. But here's the thing. When they're off in foreign fields, anybody from home, they love it, and they're the best crowds you could ever have. So I'm grateful for their service and for their families, and I go anytime they ask me.
Well, thank you for doing that and doing what you do. You are performing solo June 10th at the Theater at the Center in Munster. How do you approach your performances as a solo artist differently than when you're out with your brothers, Steve and Rudy?
Well, we know that there are times. There are small venues in some of the small towns of America. We're small town kids, you know, and I love that. I love to go into the old theaters and new places that people have built that are intimate and small. I love that. We'd have to charge the people $100 a ticket to pay for airline bills for the, you know, and I'm not complaining. It's just, it's the dynamic of what the situation is. So the people come to hear Gatlin music. That's what we believe. And I'll tell them a couple of funny stories, you know, why Steve and Rudy aren't there. I'll sing the song, tell them some stories about how I wrote the songs.
Well, listeners, if you want to hear the stories behind the song, you'll have to go to the concert on Saturday, June 10th at the Theater at the Center in Munster. But I will give you a song right now, one that went to number one for Larry Gatlin back in the day, one of the big ones, All the Gold in California. And I'm sure it's one he'll be singing on June 10th. More with Larry on the other side.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold.
is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new game.
Larry Gatlin, 1979, a number one song for him, All the Gold in California. And I know that's one he'll be playing on June 10th when he comes to Munster's Theater at the Center. Two shows, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Get details by going online at theateratthecenter.com. Larry, the show you're describing is so very intimate. It sounds like it's much more than just a concert.
It's a concert, but it's a visit. I want people, I mean, I have the sound man, I mean, the light man. I have him turn the lights up a little bit, turn the spotlight out of my face after the first song. I don't want to sing to the spotlight. I can do that. Open the refrigerator door and the light comes on. I can sing to the tuna fish. I don't want to do that. I want to sing to people. Mm-hmm. So I have it so that I can see them and see their reaction. And I visit with them. And we laugh a little bit. I tell them there's a serious world going on outside and we're not going to be too serious in here very much of the time. Yeah. I'll sing two or three sad songs, but I want them to enjoy themselves, and a good little West Texas BS never hurt. So we're going to sing the hits. I was at the Opry, and I saw people go out on stage, wonderful entertainers, and instead of singing their hits, and it doesn't happen this way every night, I'm not putting the Opry down, obviously, a sacred, hallowed place, but some of these new artists go out there, and they want to sing everything brand new, off their new album. You need to sing your hit. The people are there because they want to. Yeah, you can throw in a new song, and I'll do that too. I'm going to sing Broken Lady in Houston, and I Don't Want to Cry, and I Wish You Were Someone I Love, and Nighttime Magic, and All the Gold in California, and Statues. That, you know, we had 8 number one records that I wrote for us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sing all 8 of them, and then I'll throw in some new stuff.
Well, let's throw in one of those hits right now. Another number one, this one from 1983, Houston Means I'm One Day Closer to You. Larry Gatlin. I'll be back with Larry to talk some more, and I'll be giving you a chance to call in and win a pair of tickets to the show of your choice with Larry Gatlin, 3 p.m. or 7:30 on June 10th. So get your phone ready as we catch a flight to Houston.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour is through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston,
distance means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Means the last day of the tour is through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do all but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, honey, Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Country music legend Larry Gatlin is my guest this afternoon, and he's going to be performing on Saturday, June 10th, two shows, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at Theater at the Center in Munster, 1040 Ridge Road, and you can get tickets right now. Be the first caller. First caller at 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. And you're going to the show. Show of your choice, 3 or 7:30. Larry, you mentioned you're going to play all eight of your number one singles when you get to Munster. And that's going to be a big treat for the audience.
That's the way I do it. And I'm very grateful to God who gave us the ability to do this, that people still... They still show up and laugh and giggle and clap. Sometimes they even stand up at the end of it. You know?
Very good. Well, speaking of God, you have been a hit maker both in the secular country realm and the songs you just mentioned, but also you've done a lot of gospel music over the years.
Like this one.
Swing down, swing down, swing down. 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 Well, 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 well. Swing down, swing down, swing down. Swing down, swing down, swing down. Well, Ezekiel was down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. He's not so particular about the working of the wheel. He just wanted to see how the chariot be.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down, church, stop and let me ride.
Swing, swing down, church, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got home on the other side. Swing down, swing down, swing down. Swing down, swing down, swing down. Swing down, swing down, swing down. Well, 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 well. Well, Ezekiel was down and got on board. That chariot was bumping on down the road. He's not so particular about the bumping of the road. He just want to lay down his heavy load.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Swing Down, Sweet Chariot, one of many gospel songs covered by my guest this afternoon, the one and only Larry Gatlin, who's coming to the theater at the Center at 1040 Ridge Road in Munster on Saturday, June 10th. Two performances, 3 and 7:30 p.m. Larry, with all the gospel music you have recorded over the years, will you be inserting any of the gospel songs along with the secular hits into the live show on Saturday, June 10th?
Oh, yeah, I'll do some of that. I like I say, Stephen Reed and I believe that we are both gospel singers who got a wonderful break in country music. And now we're gospel country or country gospel. I don't preach to people. That's not why they came. But I think you can share your faith in a classy, respectful way, and still not beat people over the head with it. That's just not my job, to beat people over the head with Jesus and, my religion. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Now, a lot of country artists I know started out in the church. Were you guys singing in the church? Is that how you got your startup?
Yeah, gospel concerts and church. So many of us have, and we still honor that tradition.
All right. Last two albums you released that I'm aware of, anyway, were the Christmas album, We Say Merry Christmas, last year, and then Pilgrimage, which was an incredibly strong album that seemed to bring you full circle as an artist, both in its title and its repertoire, and making it even more special, of course, John Carter Cash, since Johnny Cash and you had such early roots together, and he gave you a helping hand up.
And from that album, Pilgrimage, this is Sweet Becky Walker. More with Larry on the other side.
Sweet Becky Walker, she's not much talker, but there's one thing she does mighty good. She's the best lover, she's like no other. She treats man the way a woman should. And I'd walk a mile just to love Becky Walker. Lordy, that smile, maybe someday I'll talk her into loving me. Permanently. Soft as the rain, she soothes the pain in a heart that's been broken before. I feel better the minute I let her use her key and open my front door. And I'd walk a mile just to love Becky Walker. Lordy, that smile, maybe someday I'll talk her.
Becky Walker, a classic Gatlin Brothers song, and that's a newer version done with John Carter Cash producing on the classic album from 2004. Well, Larry, as mentioned, Pilgrimage was the last studio album that you recorded other than the Christmas record last year. Are there plans for a new record? What's next?
Well, I'm not sure. Steve and Rudy and I are working on trying to compile a lot of our old material that has been out of print. I'm looking at my wall, and there's the Pilgrim album over there that mentioned Johnny Cash, that he wrote the liner notes for that. That was my first album, kind of a solo album before Steve and Rudy even moved to Nashville. That album's been out of print for 30 years, and I think there's some good songs on there, Penny Annie and Bitter They Are, Harder They Fall, and My Mind's Gone to Memphis, things like that, that has been unavailable to people. So we're thinking about putting together a compilation album and trying to find those old things that have been out of print, put them on CDs, put them on iTunes. So it's kind of come full circle.
Now, do you own all your publishing and things? I know you've been with Columbia, with Curb. I mean, you've been around different labels.
Well, people don't care about all that stuff. But yes, don't ever sell your publishing. It's like the farmer. You can't eat your seed corn.
There you go. Veteran artists like the Oaks, Dolly, and others are going through marketing with Cracker Barrel. Have you done anything like that as far as reissuing and repackaging? They seem to be quite a good market for country music and gospel.
We haven't done a great job of marketing our products, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Years ago, we had one in Cracker Barrel for a little while. Somebody else kind of did it, and I'm not even sure what happened to it. But we're on a mission to take a little better care of you know, show business is two words.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken care of the show, but sometimes we haven't taken very good care of the business. So we're recommitting ourselves to doing a better job at that.
Well, I'm going to take care of some business of my own right now and take the listeners back to 1975, an album called High Time and a song that went to number 5, Broken Lady. More with Larry Gatlin when we come back.
She's a broken lady waiting to be mended like a potter would mend a broken vase. A broken lady waiting to be mended and have what's left put back in place.
Her love was like a fortress around a man she would have died for, taking care to take care of all he needed. But the lady's fortress slowly turned into a prison, and the warning signs he gave she never heeded. She vowed every morning that what God joined together, no one else in the world could put apart. Then the walls came tumbling to the ground, and her world came crashing down around her heart. Now she's a broken lady. Left of the pieces put back in place.
Taking care of business, that is Larry Gatlin and Broken Lady, and that goes back to 1975, an album called High Time. Larry Gatlin is my guest this afternoon on A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges, and well, he's going to be performing two shows on Saturday, June 10th at Theater at the Center. Get online and get more information at theateratthecenter.com.
Something that's brand new in your world, although it's been a long time coming, is the original musical, Quanah?
It's called Quanah. It's about Quanah Parker, the last Comanche chief. It's the story, the old story that John Wayne did the movie in 1956 called The Searchers. And
great
they went
film.
Out and found the little white girl, the Parker girl, who'd been captured by the Comanches. And it's a great story. We did it a month or so ago in Dallas, Irving, Texas. It works. I know I have something, and God has given me something wonderful, and I've just got to figure out what to do with it next. He'll figure it out. I'm just going to shut up and listen.
Now, you've been working on that over 25 years, as I understand. What inspired you to do this?
Well, Red Steagall told me the story 30 years ago, and it moved me very much, and I've just been working on it, and it finally became the right time to do it.
It was staged, as you said, in Texas by the Lyric Stage of Dallas. What was the response to it from the general public, and also did you get any response from the Native Americans?
Quanah Parker, a bunch of his descendants came to the show, and they blessed it. They said it was wonderful. The reviews, they didn't like it because I didn't have a Native American singing the lead role. I had David Phelps, who's the best singer I've ever heard. 30 years I tried to find Native Americans who could sing the part. I put out audition requests, and they just didn't show up. So the musical Hamilton on Broadway has proven that people don't care about that. They want to hear good music. I, in good faith, did my due diligence and tried to do it. So if a Native American comes and auditions for the show and he can sing better than David Phelps, I'll give him the job. So good luck. But well, I'm looking forward to coming to Munster. I've got to go eat lunch. What are you doing? Come on.
We've got the show coming here. Now, you're going to be performing through 2018. What's the best markets for you?
Oh, people show up everywhere. Okay. You know, I was in Boston last week and then went to Albuquerque. So we've had a wonderful career. Like I say, we're not on radio anymore, but we still draw our money. And if we don't draw our money, we give a little of it back. I don't want anybody's money if I don't draw my keep.
Speaking of radio, the closed playlists and things today, where are you marketing as far as where are you getting airplay? Obviously, we're doing it here on NPR. Are you getting a lot of support from the independent stations?
Oh, we've tried to, you know, try to look at that. Some of the old classic stations still play the music, but their market share and stuff is such that it doesn't, for the most part, I don't think it. I think the internet is much more important than mm-hmm. that, and our own PR efforts from our PR firm. So it's a challenge, let's put it that way.
Well, you've had quite a successful broadcasting career yourself in both television and radio. Are you still doing the WSM radio programs on the weekends?
No, my sponsor kind of dropped out on me, and I just decided that I needed to spend my time doing some other things. If WSM can find me a sponsor, it's just not my job to go look for one.
Okay. You miss not being on the radio?
No. It's a whole lot of talking and a whole lot of work. I loved it, and if it comes around again, I will really consider it, but I'm going to have to budget my time a little better.
6 months ago, Gatlin Brothers celebrated their 40th anniversary as members of the Grand Ole Opry. Reflect on that a little bit.
Well, it was a great thrill and great moment in our lives. Every time I walk on that stage, either the Ryman or the Opry House, I take a moment to, you know, remember and realize and be aware of, you know, where I am. So it's a great honor.
Let's talk a little about songwriting. You, of course, wrote all the great Gatlin songs. You've written for a who's who of big names, Elvis Presley, Kris Kristofferson, on and on. Let's talk about how you approach it then and now. What's the evolution of your songwriting been?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm very persnickety. Is that a word?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
I'm a better songwriter now than I was then. I was a good songwriter from the start. I was. I read a lot. I had great English teachers. I love to write. I have a knack for it. I have a God-given ability to do that, for which I'm very grateful. But I was a songwriter then. I'm a song craftsman now. I know how to make every syllable, not just every word, not just every line, not every verse. I'm just better at it than I was then. And I was fairly good to start off with. I was very lucky.
Are you still as prolific as you were back in the day? Are you writing as often as you did?
Oh, yeah. I write a little bit almost every day. You know, just something, put down a verse, put down this, but or go back and erase stuff. But the most important end of the pencil is the eraser end.
Charlie Daniels and Eddie Rabbit both told me years apart in interviews that when Elvis recorded songs they'd written, they knew they'd made it as writers. Do you have an aha moment like that? I know Elvis recorded some of yours, but also other big names. When did you know, okay, I think I got a career here?
Well, I never really worried about the career thing. I just figured it was going to happen because I was in the right place and at God's place last time. And I've had a lot of aha moments. I mean, Ray Price, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Barbara Streisand, Johnny Mathis. You can go down the list. Those are all aha moments. I'd be lying if I said it doesn't mean something to me. Obviously it did. But I can't really go on that. You have to do what you do.
Now, of the many artists that have recorded, the famous and the non-famous, whose treatments of the song stand out where you say, wow, they really nailed that song. I'm very, very proud of the way they did it. Are there any that really stand out?
Well, that'd be kind of like trying to pick out which one of your children you like the best. Anytime somebody records a song, you're grateful. Obviously, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, it's just hard to pick that out.
Well, Larry, I'll pick one for my listeners to check out. I am very partial to the Elvis covers that he did, but I think this one kind of nails it. It's you with Kris Kristofferson doing your song, Help Me.
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know just can't make it on my own.
I never thought I needed help before.
I thought that I could do things by myself.
Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please help me.
Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. Need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan.
I never thought I needed help before.
I thought that I could get by myself.
Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please help me. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please for help. With
humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please, help me. Well, he needs no help when it comes to writing great songs. That's my guest, Larry Gatlin, singing with Kris Kristofferson on Help Me, a tune that Larry wrote many, many years ago and has been covered by several artists, including Elvis. Larry Gatlin will be performing Saturday, June 10th at the Theater at the Center in Munster at 1040 Ridge Road. Get details online at theateratthecenter.com. Larry, we were talking earlier about your new musical, Quanah, about the last Comanche chief. Are there plans to release a cast recording or a soundtrack recording of any kind for that?
My engineer, Dave Klein, just walked in the door and we handed him the thumb drive. So he's going to start working on it right now. Right, David? Right now.
Our timing is perfect then. What about taking it on the road? You got good response when you set it up and you recently did it. Now what's the next step with that production?
Well, I've got to kind of cool my heels a little bit. I know a lot of people in the business, and I had to get over the all the adrenaline and the excitement of doing it and sit down and map out some of the people I know, go do some meetings, show them what we have. But it'll be a lot easier when I get the cast album and some of the video that we took from it.
Okay. What are your thoughts on country music today? We talked about radio. We've talked about the changing face of things. But country today is different than it was in the 60s or the 70s or even the 80s. As a veteran artist that has survived all these decades, what are your thoughts on today's country?
All the people who are sitting on the sideline griping and moaning about this need to understand that Roy Clark was different than Roy Acuff. Okay? Mm-hmm. Marty Stewart's different than Marty Robbins. No, it's not exactly a lot of it. What I like, I think a lot of it is dribble. Guess what? A lot of it during our big heyday was dribble. You're always going to have good and bad, and you're always going to have changes. Things are going to come. They're going to change. So I'm rooting for everybody. Is it my exact cup of tea? Most of it, no. But there's some very talented people. There's some great songs, so I'm rooting for them.
All right. You talked about repackaging and reissuing some of the classic albums and some of the old songs, and also that you're writing every day. Are you going to be recording any new material as far as either the brothers or yourself?
No, not for a while. We have to kind of stop and reassess where we are because I have the Quanah thing. I'm always going to sing with my brothers. But we're just going to kind of cool our heels for a little while and just do the concerts and not really worried. But we don't have a record company. We just have some projects we want to do. But we're going to just kind of chill out for a little while and figure out what to do next.
With Quanah, you not only created it and wrote the music for it, you also star in it. And I know you've had acting background in the past. Has it triggered an itch to get back either on the movie screen or more stage work as far as theaters?
Well, I'm going to be in the Quanah thing for the rest of my life. I didn't really write it for that, but it morphed into that, and I need to be a part of it.
Well, Steve, Rudy, and yourself obviously have been pursuing music for decades, and I've got to wonder where it all began. Is it something in the genes? Were your parents musical?
Yeah, Mom and Dad both musical. Mom played piano, Dad played a little guitar. They sang in church, and my grandfather was a great singer.
Larry, is there anything we haven't touched on you'd like to let people know, either about the performance that you're going to be doing Saturday, June 10th, 3 and 7:30 p.m. in Munster, or anything career-wise?
Nope, you've covered it.
All right.
Go to the ticket box, buy some stuff, and we'll have some fun.
And we can keep up with you and all the different projects at GatlinBrothers.com. Is that the best place?
That's the best place.
All right. Well, Larry, that about sums it up. GatlinBrothers.com. We'll check that often, and we will see you Saturday, June 10th, at the Theater at the Center, 1040 Ridge Road in Munster. Two shows, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And are both shows going to be the same, or should we buy tickets for both and see two different shows?
Good Lord. Usually I do the second show in reverse order, and nobody knows the difference.
All right. Well, you be safe on the road, and we'll see you when you get here.
Thanks, Tom. God bless.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, pal.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's close things out with yet another number one Larry Gatlin song. One you'll be hearing June 10th at the Theater at the Center. I Just Wish You Were Someone I Love. Taking it back to 1978 in the Love Is Just a Game album. Keep up with the Gatlins at GatlinBrothers.com.
Thought I'd fall forever in love the minute your red gingham dress hit the floor. But after I'd taken of all of your favors, the hungry inside of me cried out, there's more. Don't misunderstand me. It's not that you're lacking. The fact is your beauty's what dreams are made of. I do not have one thing against you, sweet lady. I just wish you were someone I love. I don't have one thing against you. I just wish you were someone I love. I did not mean to mislead you. I never
Well, that wraps up another edition of A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges. Thank you for tuning in and supporting public radio. I'm going to leave you with a final song from my guest today, Mr. Larry Gatlin. This is Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. Catch Larry in concert on Saturday, June 10th, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at Theater at the Center. More info, theateratthecenter.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It was a white spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city, where an old-time preacher pitched a ragged old tent, looked like it was 100 years old. He started out preaching to no one, but pretty soon the crowd started gathering, and he preached the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
I was good with the ladies, and I loved the taste of good whiskey, but all too soon came the harvest of the wild seed that I had sowed. I stumbled into the meeting looking like death warmed over, and I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road when they sang, come lost and hopeless. I was hopeless for heaven's gold. Something got a hold of me.
Something got a hold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
Hallelujah. Still a white spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city. I pitched the old tent that he gave me the day he died and went home. Sometimes I start preaching to no one, but pretty soon the crowds will start gathering, and I preach the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
We still sing, come lost and hopeless.
I was hopeless,
heaven knows.
But something got a hold of me.
Something got a hold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Something got a hold of me.
Something got a hold.